If a picture is worth a thousand words, why the enduring popularity of books and radio? And of course, most particularly radio too. We've heard of compassion fatigue, people being overloaded with requests to give to charity, but I think we also suffer from image fatigue. We have phones doubling as cameras, and online social media making the lifespan of an image no more than 24 hours. There's something less in your face about radio, isn't there? Which can gently creep up on you rather than dominate all your senses. You can potter around doing things while listening in a way that's simply not possible with visual media. It is discreet. It's a companion rather than a dominating force, and it engages the imagination in ways that TV doesn't. And the same is true for books, as characters come to life in our imagination. So we may live in a visual culture, but there is still a place for the spoken word, and a gentle word at that. There is the story in the Old Testament of Elijah wanting to see God. His request was granted, but not in the way he thought should happen. God told him to hide in a cleft of a rock as he passed by. He thought he'd see God in the dramatic earthquake, or thunder and lightning, or in the fire, all very dramatic visual representations of God. But God was not found in these things. Instead, God was found in a faint murmuring sound, sometimes translated as the still small voice. So look for God not on dramatic visual advertising hoardings, but rather listen out for that still small voice. One positive which may come from image fatigue is the rekindling of the imagination, the flourishing of the inner self, and a quiet quest to see God in the faint murmuring sound.